101.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The U.S. will soon begin airdropping food aid into the Gaza Strip. We've learned that the first deliveries will be pallets of food and packages. More from CBS's David Martin.
U.S. is also considering bringing aid in by sea. A single ship can carry roughly 100 truckloads. But the U.S. would first have to build a temporary facility, as well as figure out who would provide security and how the aid would be distributed once it came ashore.
The wildfires in the Texas Panhandle aren't growing as fast as they have been, but they've left behind almost unimaginable devastation. CBS's Jason Allen is near Amarillo.
The Smokehouse Creek Fire is now the largest in Texas history and has burned more than 1 million acres since Monday.
It looked like Armageddon. It looked like the end of the world.
In Fritch, Ryan Hightower says she and her family almost didn't make it out of their house in time.
We no longer got off of our street that the entire street was engulfed.
Her home is among dozens that burned to the ground just in Fritch.
A storm is dropping feet of snow in some parts of the Sierra Nevada and may continue through Sunday. CBS's Carter Evans is in the town of Truckee.
In Lake Tahoe, 18 inches of fresh powder fell.
This is as good as it gets. I'm from the East Coast originally, so they measure snow in inches, not feet. Out there, this is a pretty special storm.
Forecasters say blizzard-like conditions won't taper off until Sunday, providing a winter wonderland for those who love the snow.
And now to the latest from the manslaughter trial of Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She's the armorer for the Alec Baldwin Western film Rust. The movie's director, who was wounded in an on-set shooting, took the stand on Friday. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
I remember initially thinking, had she been startled by it? And then I saw the blood on her back.
Movie director Joel Souza described the pain and shock he felt moments after a bullet killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, then lodged in his shoulder while on the set of the movie Rust. Souza told the court it was a chaotic scene.
I still didn't quite know what had happened. Nothing made sense.
Sunday will be a bittersweet senior day at the University of Iowa. KGAN-TV reporter Owen Sebring tells us why.
Caitlin Clark has let the world know that her time as a Hawkeye is nearing its conclusion.
There's no reason to be tense because these moments go so fast.
On Sunday, Caitlin Clark will likely pass Pistol Pete Maravich for number one on the NCAA all-time scoring list, a record that has stood for over 50 years and some thought might never be broken.
Clark is 18 points away from passing that record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mainly cloudy sky for tonight with a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs into the low 50s. Continued warming Sunday. Record highs possible. Low 60s, breezy, and mostly sunny. A chance of rain into Monday, high upper 50s. Currently 40 degrees.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and formerly Twitter. We have a very busy show today. Dan Schaefer will be here at 10:33 so we can recombobulate with the recombobulation area. At 11:06, Brendan Conway from We Energies will be on the show to talk about a recent snafu involving a power line versus balloon. Oops. Yeah, oops is right. So that'll be kind of a segment we'll call Let's Not Do This.
I like that.
Yeah, Let's Not Do This, coming up at 11:06. But we're going to start things off with a new ad.
A new ad?
A new ad that just hit yesterday. Of course, Eric Hovde is running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. And there have been, some people say, many people are saying, that he's actually from California.
You mean California bank owner, Wisconsin land owner, Eric Hovde?
That guy. Oh. So he debuted this ad yesterday, essentially in Lake Mendota, outside of a home that he apparently owns. And he's in the ice.
He
chips off the ice so he can go stand in the lake, apparently to prove his Wisconsin bona fides, because I know my family, we do this every weekend. We chip off ice and go stand in lakes. That's just kind of, it's a thing.
My grandfather said we had to do it twice a week to retain our Wisconsin card, or they would take it away.
Exactly. So, Calvin, I believe we have a portion of this advertisement that debuted yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Bode. Half inch layer of ice on the lake. It was hard to break through.
Half inch.
But it's good to get out here for a good cold plunge.
Yeah. Ooh.
So the Dems and Senator Baldwin keep saying I'm not from Wisconsin.
You're not.
Which is a complete joke. All right, Senator Baldwin, why don't you get out here in this frozen lake and let's really see who's from Wisconsin. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.
I would love to have been in the meeting with his campaign and who pitched this. It's like, we have to prove that you're really a Wisconsinite, Eric. What can we do? What will everyone in Wisconsin relate to? Let's have you in a lake at the end of February, because that, more than anything, proves that you're one of us. It's priceless.
He just, okay, there's a couple of things here. And there is an article that came out in the Wisconsin Examiner that you showed me by Ruth Conniff. And I really think that, and I'll put this in the show notes, it really states Eric Hovde overall. This is a man first of all, it's the greatest example of privilege ever, because this is a man who does not really want to run for Senate. If he really wanted to run for Senate, he would have announced a while ago. He took his time. And I think in that time, it was much like when Tom Barrett was being told by all of the Democratic elite, you have to run against Scott Walker, when Tom Barrett didn't want to do it. This is a guy who's trying so hard to seem magnanimous and to seem fun, and he just fumbles every single time.
I would imagine there will be some people who will think, well, that's pretty cool. Some. Not most.
But what? Then answer me this question, people who think this is cool. Why? Why is it cool? Tell me why it's cool, besides the wonderful pun, apart from you just loving the party and you hate Tammy Baldwin. Because this is not, I don't know if you could hear the sarcasm in my voice. This is not something we do. You might do it on January 1.
Yeah, it's called the polar bear plunge.
Yeah, and most people look like they're in misery when they're doing it. But we don't do that. What else is he going to do?
Maybe it's a Hovde family tradition to go stand in lakes.
Stand in a lake that's adjacent to a piece of property that he knows he owns, but he probably doesn't know where the bathroom is.
Wisconsin Democratic Party spokesperson Eric Wolk doubled down after this ad dropped. Quote, if California bank owner Eric Hovde thinks sitting in a lake is going to stop us from telling Wisconsinites about his California bank, his California mega mansion, and California ties, he's going to be swimming a whole lot for the next 8 months.
Yeah. I mean, please read this Examiner article when I'll post it after the show. I mean, it really lays out just one, and not gaffes. Like, he's not misspeaking. He's just not good. He's not excited. There's, as it says in the article, it sounds like he's running for president more than he's running for the Senate. And his family, everyone he keeps on having to convince people that he's from Wisconsin. He bleeds Wisconsin Badgers. Well, that's fine. I know people in Montana who love the Badgers.
Absolutely.
That's great. I love that you love the Badgers.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean you know what's right for us, period. Especially with your policies, which we barely know anything. We know he's fully a national abortion.
Yep. A ban.
I'm sorry. National abortion ban. Ban. And we also know he hates high taxes.
That's pretty much it.
He really doesn't say much. This is his second ad, and he's really done nothing to tell me why he's going to be good for Wisconsin.
Or what he's going to do. What's your platform? What are your programs? What are you going to institute that's going to help people in Wisconsin? And you're right, he really hasn't laid anything out yet. 844-967-2789. Eileen is on the line. Oh, sorry about that. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
You can call me anything you want, Jane. Just don't call me late.
Are you going to go stand in Green Bay today to prove your Wisconsin bona fides?
Let me tell you. Eric Hovde can stand in the lake all he wants. What he won't give us is abortion, women's care. He won't give us any sort of meaningful explanation on anything meaningful he's going to do if he gets in there. But he can stand in the lake for you. So if you want someone to stand in the frozen lake for you in office, you can vote to Eric Hovde, and I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Also, with Greg Bach's Kringle comment, you know, go take a Kringle and go back to California.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had Uncle Mike's Kringle before?
No.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so Uncle Mike's Kringle is known to Green Bay area, and the Kringle has actually won awards and is shipped all over the United States.
Okay.
I'm going to find a way to get you some of that Kringle,
because
that is the best Kringle that I've ever had.
Well, that sounds great, Steve. We're never going to turn down free Kringle.
Greatest job I've ever had.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We're talking about the new ad that Eric Hovde just dropped yesterday, proving his Wisconsin bona fides by standing in Lake Mendota at the end of February. Is this a thing your family does? Maybe my Wisconsin family, we missed out.
Yeah.
It just was not
tradition. I mean, are there
tradition.
Other things that you do? What do you do? Like,
what are true Wisconsin things?
Is your pillow stuffed with cheese curds?
Fred from Cottage Grove on the line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for listening. What did you want to say?
Good morning. There's an old saying that show me an ice fisherman, and I'll show you somebody's got a bad marriage.
Oh.
Trying to get away from the wife by going out on the ice?
Why else would you go out there?
Yeah.
Why would you voluntarily do this unless things were so miserable?
Yeah.
So are you a frozen lake stander yourself, Fred?
No, I gave that up years ago. Actually,
there comes a point.
The thing is, around the lakes around Madison, there's that pollution and stuff, and they're recommending you only have one fish meal a day for males and kids and stuff. They're not supposed to have them.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for listening, Fred. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-PARTY. Dave from Waukesha texting in. Hovde in the lake in February is what people in California think people from Wisconsin do. You're absolutely right,
yep.
Dave. You
yep.
are absolutely
yep.
right. And that's why I said someone in his campaign, when they're trying to come up with ideas to prove his Wisconsin bona fide, said, oh, you got to go stand in a lake.
Is this going to be a
cold.
Series?
It'll be great. It'll really impress people.
Will this be a series of commercials of him doing, quote
Wisconsin
unquote,
things?
Wisconsin things. These are some of my Wisconsin things. Standing in lakes and eating cheese curds.
Could be.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, I mean, I will give them credit because we're talking about it.
True, but I mean, yeah, absolutely. But it's hilarious. Wes from Middleton listening to WRCE. Said his bank is called SunWest for crying out loud. This guy is a clown. Ronald McDonald has restaurants throughout the state. Why doesn't he run for Senate? I mean, that's it. I mean, like, I'm gonna refer to it again. This article in the Examiner really just lays out how his campaign is not starting off well. He's not an excited candidate. And when I said before about privilege, the thing is like, one, let's not forget, this is his second time trying to run for Senate.
Yes.
And he got crushed in the primary
yes.
by the Lord of Wisconsin Republicans, Tommy Thompson. So he went back to California
yep.
and he was done. Well, I don't know who
recruited him.
But the thing is if he loses, he gets to pick up his stuff. He still has a house and a house and a house
yeah.
and a money and a business. And he gets to just live his life. Eh, I gave it a shot.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was something to do. I'm
bored.
It was a lark. I'm bored. I'm going to murder the mustache now. I think I'm done.
Well, I just find it amazing to have that much hubris for the first office that you're going to run for is the United States Senate.
Well,
you'd think you'd start a little lower and get a little experience.
Yeah, try like local state Senate. I mean,
that would be a
you could easily buy that seat.
844-967-2789. If you want to join the conversation, texter listening on WXCO. How pathetic is Hovde? He's trying way too hard on this one. Seriously, what type of dope is impressed by this guy? And if you have to show how Wisconsin you are, you ain't.
Darn right.
Tammy is going to cook this guy by double digits from Jake in Madison. We're going to keep this going. I think, Greg Bach, we have another ad from a super PAC I've never heard of.
Well, It's a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal. We're going to play that on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home, for Matt Nair on Air.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up.
Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. It is free, and you can listen to all the shows, all the stations, all across the state. It's wonderful. And if you ever want to get in touch with us, we have an easier email now since no one can spell my last name. It's Jane Says, J-A-N-E Says, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you want to suggest a guest or suggest a topic or complain, then send it to
Calvin. Yeah, exactly. Calvin Says. Yeah,
Calvin Says.
We can also get your comments on the live stream, like from Andrew Loeffler. He says, Greg, what kind of Kringle do we send him away with? Now,
We're talking about Eric Hovde.
About Eric Hovde, who is running for Senate and thinks he's from Wisconsin. I think he's drank something in the water in Lake Mendota. Andrew suggests raspberry or a pecan, or maybe if he has a nut allergy, something else. I'm thinking if they make a Kringle a crow.
I don't know that that's a flavor.
I mean, I'm hoping it is. It seems like a good flavor.
Or raspberry works.
Raspberry
works. Raspberry, yeah. Crow. We could do that too. So we're talking about a new ad that Eric Hovde dropped yesterday, in which he is standing in Lake Mendota, apparently to prove how much of a Wisconsin guy he is. And if you have suggestions for other things that Hovde should do to prove his bona fides, I don't know, 10 shots of Jägermeister. Right? That's kind of Wisconsin. At least 5 shots of Jäger.
Kevin? I would say no suggestions that would cause him irreparable pain or harm.
Well,
no,
I don't want him to get hurt.
Oh, I know.
Of course not.
But let's see here. I think cheese curd eating contest against himself.
I like that.
Yep.
Maybe a cream puff. Involve a cream puff somehow.
Absolutely.
At least we should probably see how he eats a cream puff.
He should cow tip.
Cow tipping.
Yeah.
That might be good.
Let's see how well that goes over.
844-967-2789. If you have suggestions on other very Wisconsin things beyond just standing in a frozen lake, Eric Hovde can do in order to prove he is truly a cheesehead. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I came from Milwaukee. And being a Southsider, Kashub Island, all that good stuff. I think Mr. Hovde should probably bite the head off the first alewife he catches and slam a Colt 45 all the way down one shot and crush the can on his forehead. I'm thinking that's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, the vision of him smashing a can against his forehead and just, you know, accordioning it, would be a thing of beauty.
A half an inch of ice was tough for him. I don't know how an empty can of beer will do.
Charles from Green Bay on the line. Good morning, Charles. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are great. What did you want to say?
Hey, you know that book, that on your last caller, I want the can to be full.
He should smash a full can of beer against his forehead?
Right. You can't do that. It's virtually impossible if you do it right. Okay, but the thing is, I want two questions. One is, or not two questions, one thing that he should do would be a bratwurst eating contest.
I like it.
Yep.
A jalapeno bratwurst eating contest. And the second one is, don't you really have to be a resident of Wisconsin, living in Wisconsin for a certain amount of time before you can run for public office?
He does have established residency here. He does have a home here. It's established. He actually voted absentee in the 2023 judicial race of last year, which I'm not a fan of that happening, but he does legally have residency here in the state.
I feel that sigh, Charles. I feel that sigh all the way from here.
Plus, you also, to establish residency, it's usually living in a place for about 2 weeks, as long as
it doesn't take long.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Charles. Really appreciate you listening. I mentioned right before we went to the break that I got an ad in my email this morning. I haven't had a chance to preview it yet, which this may not be the best idea to just air it, but it's from a super PAC I've never heard of before. So I don't know, Kevin, if you're ready, let's cross our fingers and run this ad.
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh, yes. A $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf?
My God.
We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin.
Yeah, knock it off.
You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you? Whatever.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Yeah, that kind of just showed up in my email this morning. I was surprised. That's a pretty hard-hitting ad
right there. That's scandalous.
Boy. Wow.
Scandalous. I want to know who set this. I'm going to go all the way to the top, and we're going to find ourselves. I'm going to find Eric Hovde in a lake and be like, I sent it.
I was the one. Well, just kind of pointing out all the damage that she's done to Wisconsin. I think it's important people, you know, realize that and recognize that. And because we are the only, I believe, program across civic media that received this ad. We may have to run it a couple more times.
I think we're the only network in the state. We're the only people. The three of us receive this ad, and frankly, if I get a call from someone
who gave you that ad,
I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is like the Pelican Brief. It's a very old reference, by the way.
We know where it came from. It's the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. So, it's just I think that sounds legit to me.
Sounds very legit. It sounds very legit.
Completely
that voice is a legitimate voice,
without a doubt.
Exactly.
All right, 844-967-2789 if you have any more suggestions on how Eric Hovde can prove he's really from Wisconsin. I think the lead right now is smashing a beer can against his forehead. I think that's
kind empty of, or full.
Yes, that too.
Yes.
All right, the silliness will end.
Why?
Or maybe not. Dan Schaefer is going to be joining us in just a little bit. We're going to recombobulate and talk about all things Wisconsin. News is on the way next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
talk and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. will soon begin airdropping aid to Palestinians in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the logistics will be difficult.
I can assure you there won't be just one. This won't be a one-and-done kind of thing. There will be additional airdrops. We will learn. We will get better at them over time.
Those hugely destructive wildfires in Texas aren't growing anymore, but they've already caused widespread destruction in the panhandle. Governor Greg Abbott says hundreds of structures have been destroyed.
One thing that I will be seeking to do is to make a federal disaster declaration request.
The biggest winter storm of the year could drop as much as 10 to 12 feet of snow in higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada. The Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren is watching it.
Extremely difficult to impossible travel conditions in the California mountains with blizzard conditions expected through Saturday.
The California Highway Patrol has shut down 100 miles of Interstate 80. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Packers are thinking defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine. In Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst watching players work out, including the top-ranked defensive back in the draft, Iowa's Cooper DeJean, was asked if he'd enjoy playing again with fellow Hawkeye Lucas Van Ness, Green Bay's first-round pick last year.
It'd be cool to play with Lucas again, for sure. I love the Iowa guys, you know, so he was a great teammate, you know, to play with. Just an absolute freak. I've talked to him a little bit throughout this process. He's given me some good insight.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago after beating the Hornets last night, 111-99. Doc Rivers says Damian Lillard is not only a lights-out shooter, but good on defense as well.
Dame has great hands. It's like you saw he got another steal in the second half. He told me that. He said, man, Doc, coach, I can play defense. It's just that Portland, I had to do a lot of offense. He said, now I can concentrate a little bit on both ends with all these guys, and he's doing that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mainly cloudy sky for tonight with a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs into the low 50s. Continued warming Sunday. Record highs possible. Low 60s, breezy, and mostly sunny. A chance of rain into Monday, high upper 50s. Currently 40 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular or known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. Just a reminder, basketball tonight, the Bucks at the Bulls, late game, 8:30. But if you want to catch it, you can listen on WLAK, Lake Air in Amory, 1260 AM, or on WRJN in Racine, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Kenosha, Greg Bach's home, 98.1 FM. As we are every Friday at this time, joined by the one and only Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. Good morning, Dan. Before we move on to a couple of things, we wanted to finish up some texts that we were getting. I'm sure you saw the new ad that the Eric Hovde campaign dropped yesterday.
Sure did. Yeah, sure did.
Where he's standing in Lake Mendota to prove what a Wisconsinite he is, because as we all know, this is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin where we go stand in lakes at the end of February.
I think we forgot to mention that he challenges Tammy Baldwin.
Yes, he threw the frozen lake gauntlet at Senator Baldwin to prove that she is as much of a Wisconsinite as he is.
Yeah. We all hate a corporate icebreaker, don't we?
We were talking about in one of
there
our
goes Greg. We lost him already.
You just pained him. In one of our promos, when we were talking about Eric Hovde a little bit earlier, Greg had mentioned that we should just give him a Kringle and make him go away. So there are questions on what kind of Kringle should it be, and I think raspberry is a good one. I think raspberry works.
I said crow.
Texter Dave from Waukesha says, "I feel like as a Californian, Eric Hovde probably wants a tofu or avocado Kringle." You might be right. Eric from Wauwatosa, "Mr. Hovde should spend a few days harvesting cranberries or milking cows, although I'm pretty certain that cows will be featured in the next couple of ads. He's got to work a cow in an old-fashioned in there somewhere, right?"
He seems pretty busy picking out all those fancy shirts he's wearing in these ads.
Wade listening on WFHR, he thinks Eric Hovde should stand neck deep in the middle of a frigid cranberry bog at harvest time.
I'm all about that one.
I love that.
I'm loving that cranberry bog life.
You bet. Any other suggestions, please text or call 844-967-2789.
And Sherry, Greg, why aren't you answering Q&A on Facebook? Because I'm doing a radio show right now.
It's busy.
Yeah.
It's busy. There's lots going on. All right. Dan Schaefer, Recombobulating. You had an article about Bob Spindell.
Sure did. Yeah, we published a piece this week at the Recombobulation area, a guest column from Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and Christine Newman-Ortiz from Voces de la Frontera. And it kind of got lost in the shuffle last week, but they and a number of other groups in Milwaukee held a rally calling on Bob Spindell to resign from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You know, it just so happens that rally happened on the same day the maps were signed. So perhaps our attention was directed elsewhere.
A little diverted there.
But really an important issue for so many in Wisconsin. Bob Spindell was one of those fake electors who tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And then after that, Senate Republicans and their leader, Devin Lemieux, reappointed him to serve on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing. And Spindell has been doing himself no favors to endear himself to communities that he tried to disenfranchise with those actions. He said last year he was bragging in an email about voter suppression and about turnout being down in Black and brown communities in Milwaukee during the 2022 midterms. And then when questioned on that by Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign at a recent public hearing, Spindell said something along the lines of saying that no one's done more for the black community than him.
That's quite a bold statement.
It really is. And I think, this column is very much in response to those comments from Spindell. The column is titled "Spindell is no white savior to Milwaukee." And so I encourage everybody to check that one out. It's a really important issue. We have time to address this, to get a new member on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But unfortunately, these many calls for Spindell to be removed or resign has seemed to fallen on deaf ears. And I think it's very frustrating for Spindell to be on the Wisconsin Elections Commission going into this election cycle this year.
But Dan, there's really no recourse there. I mean, there is no action that I can tell that anyone can take to get him off there, right?
Right. So, it's been kind of ironic to see Republicans be so upset with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, considering this is a entity that they created to replace the former government accountability board. And they kind of arranged it so that certain groups would have certain appointments. It's three Democrats and three Republicans on the Wisconsin, they have appointments on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But there's really no way to remove somebody except for the individual the entity who appointed them. So in this case, Bob Spindell was appointed by Devin Lemieux and Senate Republicans. They have repeatedly said they will not remove him from the Elections Commission. And then here we are having this clearly problematic individual saying all these super insulting things and there being no consequences. It's a frustrating dynamic.
What were some of the reactions that you've heard from people after he made that claim that no one has done more for people of color than he has?
Yeah, I think that was a big reason that prompted, that rally, and that rally that was held at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. Angela Lang from Block really, pointed out that, these are comments being made during Black History Month. These are comments that are very incendiary and just obviously problematic. Some of the groups who attended that rally include the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Block, Voces de la Frontera, Souls to the Polls, Power to the Polls, a number of other voting rights nonprofit organizations. And so it's one of those things where there's so many people who are directly affected by this and calling for change. And I think those calls will continue throughout the year as well, as there will be news about these fake electors. It will come back into the news cycle whenever there is action on this. And then, I think the local angle on this will be the fact that Spindell continues to sit on this election body, even though he has proven time and time again that he is not fit to serve there.
Well, and as we've said many times, you can call Devin Lemieux, especially if he represents you. You should call him and let him know what you think about this. Myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is type your address in there, and it's going to bring up all of your elected officials with all of their phone numbers, their office phone numbers. And we've talked to Todd Alba. We've talked to a number of other people who have worked in government, and they get enough phone calls, and they may not change their minds, but it certainly slices through a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just looking ahead at the election landscape for the state legislature this year too, it may be Devin Lemieux who made this appointment individually, but I think this is something that all Senate and legislative Republicans should have to answer for. Do they want this guy on the Wisconsin Elections Commission? This is, their leader making this choice. Is this something that they approve of? And I think that's something that, we saw in 2022, I think people underestimated how important it was to voters that these election deniers and things like that and January 6th apologists were on the ballot. A number of them lost bigger than many expected. And I think this is an issue that's not going away. This is going to be our first post January 6th presidential election. We don't want Wisconsin again hurtling into chaos come November 5th. So I think this is going to be an issue in a number of ways over the next few months.
Well, I think many of us don't want Wisconsin hurtling towards chaos. I think there are some who may be pro hurdling. I'm just saying.
And they might be sitting in a lake, right?
Yes.
I was going to say,
they might be in a lake. Exactly. Yeah. Dan Schaefer is our guest from the Recombobulation area, as he is every Friday at this time. As Greg and I were getting ready for the show this morning, did a former governor of Wisconsin call you stupid?
Yeah. He did.
Really?
Former governor of Wisconsin called me stupid on Twitter. A banner moment for us at the Recombobulation.
You must be so proud.
I am so proud. You know, that brought so many new readers to the Recombobulation area. So many new followers to my Twitter feed. I have thank you to the governor for making his asinine comments and bringing hundreds of new subscribers to the Recombobulation area.
How did this all go down, Dan?
Yeah, so I wrote a column last week about the new about the new maps and was saying that I tweeted about how voters made this happen, and after it was a piece that I wrote about how it wasn't just the one election that made this happen. It was flipping three state Supreme Court seats and ousting Scott Walker and flipping that and how the 50-50 state that we are was not reflected by the extreme gerrymander. And he jumps in and says, "Oh, you're all so stupid. Yeah, you all of those Democrat votes are just packed into Madison and Milwaukee, and that's why statewide elections are what they are," which just proves Walker's deep misunderstanding of the issue. He lost in so many of those mid-size cities across the state in 2018. I think there was an article that I linked to that showed that was a real driver of why he lost. All those places that are, kind of in between 30,000 and 60,000 people, Walker did especially poorly with. So maybe if you recognized that there are some swing voters in some of those areas, you might still be governor. But thankfully, that is not the case.
Well, as you pointed out and has been pointed out before, he also has a fundamental inability to know what a map does, which is show, yes, a large swath of red, but most of that is just empty land, which cannot cast a ballot. It cannot vote for Scott Walker.
Land doesn't vote.
No, yeah, land doesn't vote.
Land doesn't vote.
Yep.
Yard signs don't vote. People vote. And they voted you out, Mr. Voice of the Youth.
Well, and what I love so much, Dan, is that I'm sure he thought he really gotcha on that.
Yeah.
You know,
he high-fived someone who's like,
"I really showed him." And then now you have all these new subscribers, which is great.
Yeah. And well, and after I tweeted back at him, I started getting picked up nationally too. And it was just like the whole, all of Twitter was ratioing Scott Walker after he tried to dunk on me, which made for a pretty wild day.
Yeah. I bet it was a lot of fun. Well, Scott Walker's got time on his hands. He should start consulting with the Hufde campaign on other great ad ideas to prove how Wisconsin they are.
I mean, that was Scott Walker's whole thing. I take a brown bag lunch to work. I go to the Packer games. I talk to people who I would never consort with otherwise than this commercial.
Scott Walker on the Harley. Scott Walker on that. Yep, just going through the motions.
Yes. Harley. Harley's the next thing.
You know that he's going to sit on a Honda and they're not going to realize it, right?
The right people will recognize what he's sitting on, yes. We are going to continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Somebody recombobulate me. You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. So very happy to have you join us. If you're listening in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR or wherever you are listening across the state, across the country, around the world, you're always welcome to join us. Give us a call, shoot us a text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Dan Schaefer is our guest. We're recombobulating as we do every Friday at this time. We were talking about a little attention that you got, Dan, last week when Scott Walker, the former governor, insulted you and called you stupid about your article on the new maps. And Dave from Waukesha checking in. Rick Essenberg from Will went on to insult Dan by referencing him as a local blogger. He and Scott are so petty and apparently incredulous about Dan's success.
Not just any local blogger. That's the Milwaukee Press Club award-winning best blog.
That blogger.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Recon Blogublation. Nah, I messed it up. Never mind. I tried.
That's all right. Subscribe to my stupid blog, everybody.
It's a deal. It really is a deal. And he is an award winner multiple times. So check out the Recombobulation area. It's absolutely worth it.
Yep.
Especially this year with all of these races. So while we're talking about races and we're talking about the new map stand, there's some Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel now are going to be grouped in the same district. So Knodel has said he's going to look at potentially running somewhere else, right?
Yeah. So Knodel currently represents the 8th Senate district, which he won in a special election last year after Alberta Darling retired.
Right.
And so, you know, and I think with these new lines, Dewey Strobel, who is from Saukville, was drawn in before his district stretched all the way up from Ozaukee County to the eastern shore of Lake Winnebago.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, real compact communities of interest map that we had previously when you included both Cedarburg and Calumet County on the same map. And that was the Dewey Strobel district. And it was drawn in a way that he did not face any opponents for his last two election cycles there in 2016 and 2020, when Strobel was reelected running unopposed in this super gerrymandered district. Well, now this new District 8 pulls Strobel's home in Saukville and with many of his Ozaukee County contemporaries. So this now includes Cedarburg and Port Washington and Mequon and a number of other communities in kind of Milwaukee's northern suburbs.
Yeah.
And so Knodel, being based in Germantown, was drawn into this, is still part of this district as well. So it sounds like Knodel and Strobel talked. Strobel's going to be the one running for this district. That's going to be pretty interesting. And it sounds like most recent reports have indicated, I think there was a Wispolitics story earlier this week that said Knodel might run for assembly in a district currently represented by Janelle Branchen, who is under potentially investigation for a whole bunch of different things. Recommended felony charges against Trump fundraising committee and Rep. Janelle Branchon from a fundraising scheme that was reported on, I believe, last week. So that's where Knodel's headed. But I think but I wrote a story about this last week at the Recombobulation area, a potential Democratic candidate in this district. Jody Habersh-Sinikin ran in this race a year ago. She came much closer to flipping the district than I think a lot of people expected. It was less than 2% margin that she reached, almost beating Dan Knodel, now in lines that might be slightly more favorable to Democrats. She told me she is seriously considering running again in this seat. So I think if we look ahead at the state Senate map, this District 8 projects to be one of the most closely competitive in the state for the state Senate. And I think this, you know, if it is Dewey Strobel against Jody Habersh-Sinikin, that is going to be a pretty interesting race, I think.
I agree with you, because as you said, it's not like she got wiped off the map against Dan Knodel. It was a pretty fair contest. I mean, at least she had a decent showing. She had a decent showing. So it will be interesting to see. And I think as well, that has to be their biggest concern as far as Republicans go, are these crazy suburban women, Dan. They're not doing what they're supposed to do anymore. And it's very upsetting. Maybe they should just stop voting.
Well, I think you look at some of the trends and changes in this area. It is very much driven by women. You know, in 2020, Deb Andraka flipped the assembly seat representing part of this district. She's from Whitefish Bay. This was a former, you know, Whitefish Bay used to be a pretty close to 50-50 type of place when it was, you know, the early 2010s and Scott Walker and Mitt Romney, and it was a little bit more split. Now, you know, as Republicans have gone all MAGA, this is definitely a part of the state that has become much more Democratic. Double digit shifts. I think Whitefish Bay is now voting basically, I think it went like 75% for Evers in the last election or something like that.
It's crazy.
And so huge, huge shifts in a lot of these communities that Dewey Strobel has never had to campaign in, because his district, again, has stretched so far to the north. You know, it's going to be new territory for him to be knocking doors in Whitefish Bay and Mequon and a lot of these communities that have seen really significant shifts since the last time he faced a competitive election cycle. So this is going to be a very new landscape for Mr. Strobel.
Oh, Dewey's going to have so much fun meeting all these new people that he's never had the chance to meet before. I'm sure he's really going to embrace that, Dan.
And they're going to say, who are you?
You represent me where?
Yeah, what? I just can't get over, it just sounds so goofy. Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel. This is some funny names to say together to me. It's like, welcome to the law firms of Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel. We won't get much done.
Representing the north suburbs of Milwaukee since 2010. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. There are a number of races. I've been looking through a number of projections. I'll have a story up about that later today at the Recombobulation area. So subscribe and check that one out. There's going to be a whole new landscape for us to understand.
Dan Schaefer joins us every Friday at 10:30, the Recombobulation area. As he said, you should subscribe. It's wonderful. Have a great week, Dan. We will see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Stay close. News coming up next when we return. Brendan Conway from We Energies. And a let's not do this. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Shine bright to see what you can truly be. You're a shining
star. No matter who you are. News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Quala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real.
So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.